ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस इवनिंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 9th entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge. This is verse 31. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shasvam chantim nigacchati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Translation of Purport by Srila Prabhupada. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace, O son of Kunti. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Purport. This should not be misunderstood. In the 7th chapter, the Lord says that one who is engaged in mischievous activities cannot become a devotee of the Lord. One who is not a devotee of the Lord has no good qualification whatsoever. The question remains then, how can a person engaged in abominable activities, either by accident or by intention, be a pure devotee? This question may justly be raised. The miscreants, as stated in the 7th chapter, who never come to devotional service of the Lord, have no good qualification, as it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, a devotee who is engaged in the 9 kinds of devotional activities is engaged in the process of cleansing all material contamination from the heart. He puts the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, and all sinful contaminations are naturally washed away. Continuous thinking of the Supreme Lord makes him pure by nature. According to the Vedas, there is certain regulations that if one falls down from an exalted position, he has to undergo certain ritualistic process to purify himself. But here there is no such condition because the purifying process is already there in the heart of the devotee due to his remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, should be continued without stoppage. This will protect a devotee from all accidental fall downs. He will thus remain perpetually free from all material contaminations. Umagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakhaya chakshurummilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Nama om vishnupadaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamini tinamine. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace, O son of Kunti. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Thank you all for coming this evening. We are here sitting in this cold weather, and there is some important activities going on outside which everybody is glued to. Right? You all know what I'm talking about? Can anyone guess? Anyway, we don't have to elaborate on those things, but I seek the blessings of all the devotees who are gathered here this evening, so I may be able to speak something for my own purification. This is a very important verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, especially because Krishna here is giving us an assurance of what happens when we come in contact with this, with the process of Krishna consciousness and with devotees. Now most of us, you know, when we take up a job or something, the most attractive part of working is the benefits that we get from the work, isn't it? Based on that, you decide whether I should take this job or that job. Show me what you're going to give me. So here Krishna is assuring us that if you take to the process of Krishna consciousness, protection is guaranteed. For a servant, when he's serving the master, he's expecting that if I'm serving my master with all sincerity, protection is guaranteed. And that gives him strength, and that gives him enough courage to serve the master. So now when you talk about Krishna, right, in fact Srila Prabhupada mentioned that in this world we should be looking for a master like that, who can guarantee 100% protection. Now who can guarantee that? Right, sometimes people challenge us. What is your process giving you? Will that work? You are following four yoga principles, chanting, reading. But can you guarantee this works? One time a doctor, a surgeon, he went to the operating room with a garland in his hand. So the patient who was getting operated, he was little, you know, it's a quite a scene, right? So what is this garland for? So the doctor said, if the operation is successful, it is for me. If not, it is for you. So you can see, even he can guarantee. Right? People won't guarantee. So here, Krishna is giving us guarantee. Kaunteya pratijanihi namhe bhakta pranashyati. And again, Krishna is not making this promise. Because, you know, Krishna knows that sometimes, you know, I have a tendency to lie. Because he is God, right? He can do whatever he wants. So he is telling his devotee, my dear Arjuna, declare it boldly, that my devotees will never be perished. So that is our assurance. Krishna wants to assure us that how much he loves us. If we surrender to him, he is assuring protection is guaranteed. Now this protection aspect within Krishna consciousness is a very difficult subject matter to understand. Because those of us who have been devotees for some time, if you study the life of great souls, the kind of troubles that they have to go through, one may lose faith. Right? Take the example of Pandavas. At every step of their life, they had to see calamity. But Krishna protected. It's very hard to understand, right? Some of us who are devotees for a few years, right? A small winter is a little cold, you know, suddenly start complaining. I'm a devotee, why doesn't the material nature behave with me differently? I'm very tilak, I'm chanting every day, and I'm attending Sunday feast today. When the calamities come in the life of devotee, because we are in the material sphere, material nature doesn't act differently for a devotee. So Bhagavad Gita in essence, right? Sometimes we say, you start chanting, you take to the process of Krishna consciousness, everything will be wonderful. In fact, it is the opposite. Right? Whoever has been preached like that, there is some problem. Because Bhagavad Gita in essence is teaching us how to learn to live in this material world in the face of duality. That is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. It learns, it gives us enough strength to tolerate the duality of this material world versus somebody who can easily get agitated. So as devotees, that is what we have to learn from the Shastras. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, we know the story, right? Arjuna, he had studied the Vedas, studied the scriptures very scrutinizingly. He's a Kshatriya, very well learned. But when a problem came in his life, he took shelter of every possible aspect of life. His knowledge, because some of the arguments that he's making, many devotees skip that part of Bhagavad Gita. Let me get to the essence, you know. But if you study the Arjuna Vishada Yoga section of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is making some very valid arguments. Very valid arguments. So while he's making the arguments, those arguments could not give him strength and shelter. Ultimately, we know he had to take shelter of Krishna. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava. He says that now, my dear Lord, I am surrendering my life to you. So please, you instruct me upon the science of how to live life. Very, very essential. So today, very briefly, we don't have enough time, but we'll try to discuss the five different protection that the Lord offers us. I've been reading 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 6th canto in essence talks about the protection aspect of the Lord. So I was personally curious about this verse, that what is the Lord, when Lord is saying he's going to protect us, what is he really trying to protect? So in the short time that we have, we'll briefly discuss, because this is a very important benefit that we will get by sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness. Let's be honest. We are not pure devotees where, my dear Lord, whatever you want to do, you do. I am still a devotee. No, it doesn't work like this with us, at least in our stage. I am doing this much Krishna, so you please give me more. Right? We like that shloka, right? You take one step towards Krishna, Krishna take 10 steps. And we expect, I put a dollar in the hundi and I'll get $1 million. It doesn't work like that. So here, we will discuss the five different protections that the Lord offers. The first one being Ajnana Raksha. The Lord protects us from ignorance. Now most of us, we know this famous verse from Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, right? Krishna is saying, Tesham evanu kamparataham aham ajnana jamtama. He is saying that how that I give the knowledge that is required for a devotee to come to me. Tesham satam yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantiti. Krishna says, I give the knowledge by which a devotee can come to me. And in Bhagavatam 11th canto, there is a very interesting verse where the king Nimi is instructing. Sukadeva Goswami is reciting this verse, very beautiful. It is says that Yan Asthaya Naro Rajan Na Pramadhyate Karichit Dhava Nimilne Va Netre. If you practice devotional service with faith and sincerity, Sukadeva Goswami explains, Dhava Nimilne, you can run with your eyes closed. On the highway, you can run with your eyes closed. Na skhalet, na patitiva. You will not slip and you will not fall. Now please, don't imitate this. Okay. Walk with your eyes closed. So it is explaining the glory of devotional service, that you can be rest assured that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, will guarantee protection for you. We want guarantee. So here is a guarantee. Now, most of us, you know, we all have coming from Indian background. Some of us here, some of us not. Now, some of us we have seen from our childhood. You know, we have heard about Krishna. We have read Bhagavad Gita. We have heard Bhagavad Gita. But sometimes, things that are easily given to us, we don't accept it so much. One time, there was a young gentleman. He saw his grandmother, who was a Gaudiya Vaishnavi, she was practicing the process of Krishna consciousness from her childhood. But he thought, you know, I'm a modern guy. You know, what is this? Hare Krishna, what is this? I don't need this. So for further studies, he went to Australia. New Zealand, actually, not Australia. For the studies, he went to New Zealand. And there, he met some of his friends. And they were all studying Korean Buddhism. So he became very interested. So he started studying Korean Buddhism, started studying the books. Very systematically. He was very happy about it. One day while walking in the street, he saw a young lady distributing some books. So he handed the book. She caught hold of him and said, "Hey, take this book." And he looked at his Bhagavad Gita. "Oh, you know, I am studying Korean Buddhism. Please tell me about Korean Buddhism." And then he looked up and he saw that this lady appeared to be from a South Asian background. So he asked her, "Who are you?" She said, "I am from Korea." "Oh, so can you teach me Korean Buddhism?" She said, "No, I can teach you Gaudiya Vaishnavism." So he got totally bewildered. He said, "You are from a Korean background and you are studying Gaudiya Vaishnavism? I gave this up. My grandmother used to tell me this all the time." So she said, "No. The essence of all religion is in Bhagavad Gita." So just 2 minute talk with this sincere lady, he became convinced. He took Bhagavad Gita, he went home, finished his PhD, and then later on he got initiated. He's an initiated disciple of His Holiness Devamrita Swami, still there. So the point here we are making is sometimes when we hear certain things, we meet certain people, we don't know how that will affect us. Coming to temple on a Sunday feast, you don't know how the atmosphere or what, in what way Krishna may inspire us, we don't know. There was a gentleman who came to the temple one day. He was not interested, but somehow his friends dragged him. Sometimes we do that, right? "Chalo, chalo, ajao, you know, come, come." So he brought him to the temple and he was standing in one corner. So, you know, the aarti was going on. At one point of the aarti, you know, when we offer water to the Lord, the pujari offered the water to the Lord and then he took the water and he threw it. And just few drops of water came and hit him. It was like an electric current for him. He felt something different. He was so surcharged. He said, "What was that?" He became very happy, very enlivened. The Supreme Lord touched him in the form of his water. And next day, he came again, just for that right time when the pujari was about to throw water. And he stood in front. So every day started coming. So one day the shift changed. The pujari was a different pujari. And he forgot to put water. So while the aarti was going on, when he finished, he was offering the next article. He called him, "Hey, where is the water? Put on me." So he became so surcharged. Krishna touched him to the water. Likewise, there are unlimited stories like that. How Krishna can affect us, as long as we are sincere and we have an open mind, Krishna will touch us. We see in the story of Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj, you know, we know the story, it's a long story. He received this mantra from Narad Muni and then he wanted a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather. What an ambition, right? He got what he wanted. And then he perfected his life and he wanted to perfect his devotional service. Furthermore, he went to Badrikashram. And there he was intensely engaged in devotional service in the association of other devotees. And then at the end of the life, an airplane from Vaikuntha planet came to take him. Now he had practiced devotional service throughout his life, very sincerely. Now when these two personalities came from this Vaikuntha planet in this plane, for few minutes, Dhruva Maharaj forgot how to honor these people. It happens sometimes, right? When Guru comes, we are so spaced out. What's happening here? You know, when a great devotee appears in front of us, we don't know. So it may seem like he's ignorant of that fact, although he had learned so much. But for that few minutes, he was totally, you can call it, not spaced out, but a little confused how to serve these great personalities. So there, Dhruva Maharaj makes a nice prayer. He offers his full respects to these two devotees And then he remembers, he starts chanting the holy names of Lord. Because that is the best way you can honor a devotee. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best way we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is we chant in front of him. So you can see how the Lord protected Dhruva Maharaj from the ignorance. And every aspect of devotee's life, Krishna is always protecting us. I just recently heard a very interesting story and a wonderful story. Danavir Maharaj, he was preaching in Israel many, many years ago. He was preaching in Israel, and at that time there was some issues with the neighboring countries. Since Americans are allies with Israel's, so they told him, I said, you know, every American should go on war and help the country. So Danavir Goswami Maharaj, he was recruited. And you know, what is Hare Krishna doing in the war? So because he was an American citizen, he was called in and he went there. When he was approached, when he approached the head of that region who was running the show, he said, look, I am a Hare Krishna. And he went in his saffron clothes. And it is American law, it is a law that every individual, every soldier should be given time to practice his religion, no matter where he is. So you have to give me that time. So the general agreed. He said, no problem. Whatever your time is, let us know. So how much time you need? So Maharaj replied, I need 6 hours. So his jaw dropped. 6 hours for religious activity every day? Said, yes. Said, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I have to do Mangal Aarti. Then I have to do Tulsi Puja. I have to do Narsingh Aarti. Then I have to wake up the deities. I have to dress the deities. Then I have this Rajbhog. Then there is Sandhya Aarti. There is Gaur Aarti. So this person got completely confused. Said, for 6 hours you are going to do this every day? Said, yes. Said, okay. Because it is a law, I have to grant you this wish. So he said, okay. And then what happened? The fellow soldiers, they all started observing him. They became a little envious of him. He said, we are running here, slogging here, you know. But this guy is, you know, busy doing his thing. So they brought this to the attention of the local rabbi. Now, rabbi is like a Jewish priest. So this rabbi immediately came there and he said, you know, what's going on? You're giving, at the most, you know, we don't even know what to do in half an hour. But you're giving him 6 hours? So somehow this, because of the behavior and the way Danavir Maharaj was conducting himself, he had won the heart of the general. He felt very nice associating with him. So what happened was, he said, can I give you 6 hours? What will you do in 6 hours? He asked him. He said, 6 hours? We don't know. He said, you see, he's falling on the ground, he's jumping, he's waving his hand, he's doing aarti, he's doing chama, you know, offering. Every other 10 minutes he goes on the ground, his hands are up. So he was describing and he was so confused. He said, okay, let him do what he wants. So like this, days continued, you know, and actually the general became little, you know, he said, you know what, you're disturbing everybody. So I give you a separate room. A little promotion he got, you know. I'll give you a separate room, you do your practices in that room. So you don't disturb others. So, you know, Maharaj was very happy. And he continued doing like this. So one day, there was a time when the general was going to show everybody how to shoot. So he got everybody together and, you know, he was teaching. And Maharaj was also there. He came there, he stood there. So he started explaining, you know, this is how the enemy will be and this is where you shoot. And, you know, if he tries to shoot you here, this is what you do. And all the explanation is going on. And at the end, he asked any questions. So Maharaj raised his hand. Now every single soldier was, this guy is least interested and he has a question. So yes, he was very happy, the general. He said, yes, tell me what's your question. He said, you know, when we are shooting, and you explain, you know, where to shoot, where not to shoot, but when we are shooting an enemy, who are we shooting? Are we shooting the body or the soul? So the general got a little confused. We're shooting the body. Oh, but body is already dead. No, we're shooting the soul. No, nahanyate nahanyamane sharira. Maharaj is quoting there. So soul cannot be killed. So he's like, soul, body. He's over. Oh, class dismissed. So after some time, he approached Maharaj. So tell me, who do we really kill? The soul or the body?
So Maharaj preached to him there. He became very happy. And then there was a change of shift, you know, or the after 1 month or so, a new general came and they somehow explained him about this Hare Krishna there, you know, is. So he called him, he was very upset, so he called him. He said, when the enemy comes and shoots you, or about to shoot you, what are you going to do? So Maharaj, without hesitation, I will loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, we don't need you here, go. So Maharaj was released. And actually after a few years, these two generals, they became his initial disciples. This is a true story, I'm not making it up. If you're thinking, you know, where did the story come from? This is a true story, you can ask Maharaj if you ever see him. So you see how Krishna protected. How Krishna protects a devotee. No matter what circumstance, what situation comes in our life, Krishna is there to provide us. Dadami buddhi yogamtam. He will give us enough intelligence by which we can come to Him. Now, the second, I don't know, we'll finish five, but we'll see how far we go. Second form or second way in which Krishna protects us, which is called Tuti Raksha. Protection, Krishna's protection, even if we make mistakes. Now, anybody here doesn't make any mistakes? Right? To us, to human. So we make mistakes. Practically, that's what we do every day. Not a single day goes without making a mistake. So in Krishna consciousness, when we make mistakes, how Krishna protects us? In the story of Bali Maharaj, when Bali Maharaj, the whole episode happened, you know, we know the story, read how Bali Maharaj, when Vamandev came to the Yajnashala, and he said, I begged for 3 paces of land. Shukracharya stopped him. Bali Maharaj said, oh, you know, I'm supposed to be serving Vishnu, now you're saying not to serve Vishnu. So somehow he agreed. And then we know the story how Vamandev took away all the universes and he still had 1 feet to put, he had left to put. So Bali Maharaj said, put it on my head. And then how Bali Maharaj became very glorious by performing this activity. Now at the end, it's very interesting, at the end when the whole episode happened, Vamanadev approached Shukracharya. He approached Shukracharya and said, what happened, man? You know, he was a disciple, very learned, you know, what happened? Why did he deviate? Seems like you made some mistakes. He made some mistakes. So Shukracharya speaks a very interesting verse, which is in the Bhagavatam. Shukracharya says, mantrastas tantrastas chidram, desha kalara vastuta, sarvam karoti nischidram, anusankirtanam tava. Shukracharya is saying that every activity we do, whether it's following the regulative principles or whether it is chanting mantras, there is bound to be some mistakes. This is Shukracharya saying. There is bound to be some mistakes. But, he's saying, he said, even if we commit mistakes, just by chanting the holy name of Krishna makes everything faultless. Anusankirtanam tava. Very interesting verse. The power of the holy name. That even if we make mistakes, if we chant the holy name of the Lord, it is taken care of. Some devotees were invited by a life member in San Diego. This life member, you know, was very enthusiastic. So he called some devotees to his house to do some yajna. And especially those who are from India, you know, for them yajna means, you know what? Yajna means there has to be a big fire, you know. Sometimes we say Sankirtan Yajna. I don't see any fire here anywhere. But Sankirtan Yajna, no fire. So he invited devotees sitting and chanting there for hours. And this life was curious. When are they going to lit the fire? So then he approached this one of the leader who was singing. He said, I want some fire. What is your singing? He said, we are performing Sankirtan Yajna. He said, no, I want to see fire. So somehow, you know, just to keep that life member happy, so this devotee bought a small little, you know, kund and they put some wood and they put some fire and the fire was coming. So his life member was like, no, I want more fire. So they put more ghee. The fire was going up and the devotees are getting a little concerned. So I want to see more fire. And sooner or later, within the matter of 10 minutes, the fire kind of touched the ceiling and his whole, particularly his living room, was on fire. And the sprinkler system went off in the house and the water came and everything, but his whole room was flooded. So his life member was very upset. He said, "You know, what do you guys did? I called you to yagya and look at what happened. What did you do?" So this devotee is very intelligent. He took out Bhagavad Gita and he showed him a verse. He said, "See, Krishna says, any time you perform yagya, rain falls." So he was became very happy. So, "Oh, that's true. We performed yagya, fire, rain came, water came, it was very nice." His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he was preaching in Fiji. So while he was preaching, one time he was giving a lecture and he was speaking on the same point. That just by performing the chanting of the holy name, we can attract the mercy of the Lord. And as is explained in Bhagavad Gita, rain will fall. And that during that time, there was a drought time. There was no rain in Fiji for many years. So there was one gentleman, he stood up, he said, "That means if you chant, the rains will fall." So some devotees got, you know, now Maharaj is, he put Maharaj on the spot. So they were wondering what Maharaj is going to say. So Maharaj very boldly said, "No, if you chant sincerely, if you perform Harinam sincerely, Krishna will shower rain." So let's do it this evening. So they got all the devotees and they, for a few hours, they chanted the holy name very loudly. And right at 7:30 in the evening, rain came and rain descended in Fiji. And everybody was shocked. It happened. And the next day in the news, headlines of the newspaper, "Hare Krishna is the rainmakers." This is in Fiji. You can open up the Fiji Times and find out the power of chanting the holy name. So even if you make mistakes, Krishna will protect us. Krishna will give us enough knowledge, enough intelligence to purify ourselves and come to Him without fail. Just a matter of time. Now Srila Prabhupada, his preaching was very interesting. Because Srila Prabhupada, he was not looking for an expert devotee. Srila Prabhupada was only looking for an enthusiastic devotee. Because if you have enough enthusiasm in the heart, you could do wonders. And the conviction that you carry. Skills, because in devotional service, actually skills doesn't matter. What matters in devotional service is our sincerity and our enthusiasm to serve. Because by our preaching, we don't want people to become, so to say, perfect. We want to create enough enthusiasm in them to serve Krishna. And Krishna provides everything. Even if they make mistakes, Krishna will give them protection. That is a secret that we have to understand. And we can see the classic story in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the South Indian Brahmin. You know, he was not educated. Right? He was not educated at all. He was illiterate. "Vipra kahe murkha hami," he says. Vipra, you know, Brahman is saying, "Murkha, I am an ignorant fool. Shabdartha na jani, I don't understand these meanings. I don't understand these words in Bhagavad Gita. Shuddha ashuddha Gita padi, guru agya mani. My spiritual master has told me that I am supposed to read Bhagavad Gita every day. And I am reading it, shuddha ashuddha Gita padi. I am somehow other reading." Now we all know the story. What happened? He was able to attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Although he was ignorant, the Lord gave him protection. Why? So in that purport of this verse, Prabhupada makes a very interesting verse, a point. And Prabhupada speaks the same point we just mentioned. In Krishna consciousness, we don't have to have that so-called skill. We don't have to look for skills. We need these two things. And what are the two things? We need submission and sincerity. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tata guru, tasya hitay katitay artha prakashante mahatmana. This is the last verse from Shvetasvara Upanishad, which summarizes who is eligible to receive the mercy of the Lord. The faith that we have in the Supreme Lord, yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tata guru, that same faith and submission if we give to our spiritual master, you are able to see and you are able to pursue that you cannot perceive by the mercy of Guru. If we have submission and if we have sincerity. Very beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada. So in Krishna consciousness, this is what we should be looking for. And our protection is guaranteed by Krishna. It is just a matter of time. And we can see how Prabhupada painstakingly tried to train his devotees. Because one of the responsibilities of a spiritual master is to train his devotees in Krishna consciousness. One time, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, you know, he had a lot of envelopes around him. And he was supposed to, you know, stick stamp. So, you know, I know here in India how we stick stamps on the envelope. Anybody knows? You take the stamp and you lick it and paste it. So he was doing like that for some time and Prabhupada walked in the room and Prabhupada saw it. Prabhupada said, "What are you doing this? This is all muchi. You don't do like this." Prabhupada was training. So he said, "Get a small bowl of water, put the stamp there and then you put it." So this disciple was, "Yes, yes, Srila Prabhupada." So he started doing it. You know, Prabhupada walked away. He was doing it for some time. And there was one envelope left. Last envelope. And he ran out of water. Are you all thinking what he might have done? So he's thinking, I was becoming so lazy, you know. I know, I already did this. Prabhupada already taught me. So I'm an expert in this. So let me just... And he looked here, looked there. He took the stamp. He put it on his tongue. The door opened and Srila Prabhupada came in front of him. So look, so what are you doing? So sorry Prabhupada, you know, I know this stuff, but you know. So Prabhupada was relating this incident to one of his disciples and saying, see how difficult it is. Guru has to spend so much time and energy in training his disciples. Just to come to this level of sincerity and submission. Protection is guaranteed. Name bhakta pranashyati. This is Krishna's promise. The third protection that Krishna offers is protection from impurities, protection from anarthas. We all carry this in our heart, right? We agree? Everybody agrees? We all have anarthas, we all have impurities in our heart. We are carrying it. So Krishna protects us from that. A classic example is Ajamil. In the sixth canto, Ajamil, he was very pious in the initial phases of his life and he got a little distracted and he was committing all kinds of sinful activities. So it is explained that how Ajamil got a second chance. There is a book by Srila Prabhupada, Second Chance. Right? Now usually when we see a very filthy looking person, not dressed very, you know, properly, or he stinks, even though we are devotees, it's hard for us to go close to that person. Isn't it? This is external stuff. But the dirt that we carry in our heart, you know, Krishna has to walk like this when he comes to us. It's the same thing. You may be dressing, you know, putting perfume, you can, everything, you know. But Krishna is not looking that. Krishna is not smelling that. Krishna is seeing, what do you carry in your heart? So Ajamil, with all his impurities, all the dirt that he carried in his heart, all the anarthas that he carried in his heart, we can make a comparison among like a person like this who's smelling, who's dirty. But yet when he called out the name of Narayan, Krishna didn't think, oh, this person is very smelly. I cannot go close to him. He is very sinful. Krishna sent Vishnu Dutas, bring him. Krishna gave him protection from his own anarthas. Very, very significant. And Krishna does this in many ways. Krishna does this in many ways, protects us from the so-called anarthas that we carry in our heart. Protection from anarthas, which is very, very significant for a practitioner of Krishna consciousness. The fourth kind, I'm going to fast forward here. The fourth one is protection from calamities. Right? There are calamities come in every devotee's life. So how does Krishna protect us? Right? An example we can think about is Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, a simple devotee, a king. He was performing Ekadashi and Durvasa Muni came on Dwadashi, didn't let him break the fast. श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जाए, श्री श्री गौरनिदाय की जाए, श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जाए। सो अम्बरीश महाराज ही हैड टू ब्रेक द फास्ट, ही कंसल्टेड द प्रीस्ट विद इन हिज किंगडम एंड दे सेड यू कैन टेक चरणामृत विच इज एज गुड एज ब्रेकिंग द फास्ट एंड नॉट ब्रेकिंग द फास्ट, एंड यू टुक अ ड्रॉप ऑफ चरणामृत दैट अपसेट दुर्वास मुनि, एंड दुर्वास मुनि वॉज सो एंग्री, ही टुक अ हेयर फ्रॉम हिज हैंड एंड देयर वॉज अ डीमन फ्रॉम हिज हेड, डीमन केम अप एंड दिस डीमन एंड अगेन विष्णुस चक्र केम एंड किल्ड दिस डीमन एंड दिस चक्र वॉज चेसिंग अम्बरीश महाराज, आई मीन दुर्वास मुनि फ्रॉम वन प्लैनेट टू अदर, इवन टू ब्रह्मा, ब्रह्मा ऑब्जर्वेशन सॉरी आई कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग, वेन टू शिवा सॉरी आई कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग, ही एक्चुअली वेंट टू द सुप्रीम अबोर्ड ऑफ वैकुंठ। इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ वैकुंठ, वैकुंठ मीन्स विदधाकुंठ, नो एंग्जाइटी, इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ वैकुंठ देयर वाज ओनली वन पर्सन वाज इन एंग्जाइटी, कैन यू गेस, दुर्वास मुनि, बिकॉज ही हैज एंटर्ड वैकुंठ इंस्टेड ऑफ बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम एंग्जाइटी वाज इन टोटल एंग्जाइटी, माय डियर लॉर्ड प्लीज सेव मी, please save me, this Sudarshan Chakra of yours is burning me, and Lord Vishnu is saying, sorry, I can't help you, you have to go to my devotee Ambarish, beg forgiveness from him, and then you'll be free, and then we can see what happened, the story, that how Krishna protected Ambarish Maharaj from calamity, protection from calamity, fourth one, and the last one, Chaturaksha, protection from enemies. Protection from enemies. We may have our enemies because whatever you do in this material world, there are some people out there who are not going to like what you do. So Krishna protects us from the enemies. So these are the five different ways in which Krishna protects. So I mean, success is guaranteed for us. We just have to take Krishna consciousness with a sincere heart and approach the Lord through his representatives, and Krishna is there waiting for us to give full protection. It is just a matter of time. So who would not want to take to this process sincerely? If we understand these details, if we understand these principles of practicing Krishna consciousness, success is guaranteed and protection of Krishna is guaranteed. Because when we are serving a master, this is the one assurance we need. Can he protect me? And to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is revealing that to us, to the life of his great devotees. So we have come in contact of Srila Prabhupada, we have come in contact with the society, we should not have second thought. Will this work? Will I get protection? We are guaranteed protection when we study the scriptures, when we study, when we hear the details about the life of great souls. Success is guaranteed. So let us embrace this process with a sincere heart and with submission. And Krishna will, as time progresses in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will protect us. Krishna gives us assurance. Shipram bhavati dharmatma shasvatam nigacchati. Kaunteya pratijani name bhakta pranashyati. So anybody has any doubts about Krishna's protection? This is your chance to speak. Yes, you have doubts, sir. You're going to test me.
the illiterate Brahmin, and he got Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So, Namo Mahavadanya, Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful. But we see also Mahaprabhu is so strict. In the case of Chotahari Das, he banished him. He looked once. Another time, one of his disciples, Brahmacharya disciple, was saved something. He said, you shouldn't be Brahmacharya, you should be Grihastha. Very strict with his personal associates. So Mahaprabhu is giving mercy, so, but also we see, how could we reconcile that?
Now it's very, again, the Lord, there are many pastimes of the Lord which is bewildering to us. But our acharyas, in our line of, in our sampradaya, they have explained it very nicely. Now the Lord uses his devotees to teach us certain examples. So in the case of Chota Haridas, he wanted to show the world that a brahmachari should be extremely strict. That is what he is teaching. And by the banishment of Harida. But we know the later part of the story that how he, even though he committed suicide, he achieved his original form of a Gandharva in the spiritual world. Right? The later part of the story. And the case of sometimes it may be a brahmachari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, okay, you become a grahastha. It is just to teach us. And that is how the Lord, in this examples and in these teachings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us his protection. That I am protecting you. And because there are many devotees, see, Chaitanya Leela is fascinating. Why? Because it is living Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the life of our great devotees and how a devotee should behave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavatam in action. Because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there is only three activities: chanting, associating with devotees, serving devotees, and taking Krishna Prasad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is orchestrating this whole Leela just so that you and me can see this pastime or hear this pastime and learn from it. That this is how a devotee should be. As a brahmachari, this is how I should be. As a sannyasi, this is how I should be. Shivananda Sen, he was a grahastha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave me so much mercy. Right? He was not, you are a grahastha, you are a fallen soul. No. In fact, Shivananda Sen, he was encouraging that because he was actually financing all the devotees to go to Jagannath Puri during the pastimes of Lord Jagannath's Leela. The Ratyatra pastime. He was sponsoring and he was encouraging his own son. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him so much mercy. He was sucking his toe. Vishwananda Sen's son was sucking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's toe. Just think about it. So much mercy. Right? So the Lord is orchestrating this thing. Some pastimes may appear a little bewildering, but the acharyas are making it very clear. The classic case, the pastime of Draupadi, right? Some may ask, why did Krishna delay it so much? One of my favorite pastime. Why did Krishna delay it so much? Right? Had to put Draupadi, she's a goddess of fortune, has put Draupadi in such a humiliating situation. But there's a reason why. Krishna proved through her that we have to only take full shelter of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And that was demonstrated to Draupadi. So every pastime, it may appear contradictory, but Mahajana yena gata sabantra. Dharmasya tattvam nihito guhaya. Mahajana yena gata sabantra. Some things, some instructions may appear contradictory, but we follow the great souls. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his Leela, through his pastimes, is teaching us many things. You know, sometimes by one shot, he is killing 10 birds, we say. So the one episode, he is taking care of 10 other devotees, some doubting minds. No, we have a doubt like this, but that is taken care of by somebody else. Oh, I am supposed to be very strict. I cannot be frivolous in this ashram of brahmachari. Because I have to maintain the sanctity of this ashram. So he's teaching us that. Likewise, I mean, we can go on. But hope that clarifies. I know you are all hungry, waiting for prasadam. Can I end this class with a prasadam story? Srila Prabhupada was visiting some life members in Calcutta, and so you know, usually Srila Prabhupada encouraged life members to take on this process. So he visited, and while he was visiting, you know, in India it's a custom, you know, here Westerners we can digest this fact, but usually, you know, when you serve something, you keep asking, you want to take some more. So you know, Americans is like, you know, or Western world is like, you just tell him once, done, right? Whatever you put in the plate, you're done. So there are two Western devotees with Prabhupada. So they were serving him. And Prabhupada was, you know, and so this Western devotee just kept taking on and on and on. And then reached home that evening. He went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, my stomach is hurting. What should I do? So Prabhupada said, you know, because he ate so much. You know, you ate 25 puris. So he said, Prabhupada, how did you know? Because I was counting. And there was a disciple who was next to him, he started laughing. So you don't laugh, you eat 15 puris. So this is an opportunity to go up and take as much puris as you want and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Kai Gaur Premanande.
Haribo.
Thank you for your wonderful question.
Thank you. Very enlightening class. It's amazing that Krishna always gives a message you need to hear also. Sunday feast, things like that. Krishna's always reading. Whenever you need to read or hear something, that's a, you know, another way.
I don't know, whatever. Krishna has his ways of inspiring. Krishna does it.
You want to switch mics again? Back to that?
This one, yeah. So I had to run back.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, there is a small announcement here. There is a Honda Civic Illinois license plate ending, the license plate number is ending 1410, cement or grey color. It is blocking some cars in the parking lot. Honda Civic IL license plate numbers ending 1410, grey or cement color. If you could please take the car out so that the other devotees can leave. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sri Kishore Kishori ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.